Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is in formation ministry in her congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching today is entitled, Just for Today.
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. On that day, Jesus went out of the house and sat down by the sea. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat down, and the whole crowd stood along the shore. And he spoke at length in parables, saying, A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and birds ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground, where it had little soil. It sprang up at once, because the soil was not deep. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and it withered for lack of root. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked. But some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit, 100 or 60 or 30-fold. Whoever has ears ought to hear. How curious were Jesus to be speaking of sowing seed while seated in a boat on a lake. More curious still that the large gathering crowds are standing on the sand of a shore rather than the fertile soil of a field. Shouldn't this one be about nets and fishing? I understand parables are effective tools for teachers precisely because they take the ordinary, familiar images and experiences and turn them inside out, upside down, in such a way the imagination has to engage. And the mind gets stopped in its tracks. Whoever has ears ought to hear. We have ears. Do we hear? Do I hear? Are we listening? With minds stopped in their tracks? Or am I already figuring it out? Consulting the concordances, applying the historical critical method. Perhaps for today, the invitation is to remain on the sand of the shore while his voice is enlarged by the water's depth and echoes in our ears and our hearts. Listening does just that. It lets go of figuring out how to respond. Listening, genuine listening, stops the mind in its tracks. Listening, authentic listening, only has presence to the other. Our other today is our Christ. Go ahead, stay on the shore, remain present. Let the mind stop long enough to simply be. And the ears of our heart begin to hear the sound of God's voice in the laps of the waves and the presence of the Holy Spirit.